Image Chef is a small suite of creative applications that would be really fun and useful for students to use. And I'm not going to be able to do it full justice in a 3-minute podcast, but we'll have a crack at it. Okay, first of all, caveat out the way. Image Chef involves the uploading of photographs if you choose to use your own. So this might actually provide a useful teaching moment to work with your students, and the kinds of implications that are involved in uploading photographs of themselves or their friends. You needn't actually do that, of course. You could have photos of the goldfish from the biology class, for that matter. The principle's all about creating imagery and then making use of it elsewhere. So the different tools that they might find useful include photo frames. So imagine uploading a photo and then using one of a series of templates into which that photo fits. So it could be a notional photo frame, or it could be a poster on a billboard, and whatever the photo is uploaded fits into that billboard picture. So there's some really useful and fun ones to try out. A second tool is a banner maker. Think perhaps the banners that you see across the top of websites, but including photos that the students have uploaded. It could be a website that they're creating for a history project they're doing. So it could be photos from the sites that they visited, maybe. And they can be incorporated together with text and other imagery to make a banner. You can also produce, they have a tool called a sketchpad, and that basically involves dropping in lots of clip art type iconography together with photos if you choose to do so, and again textual elements, but it allows you full range to compose things as you see fit. They also have something called the Poetry Blender, where it creates little animated sequences based on themes that you choose from their gallery and incorporating text that you type in. And again, there's a certain degree of flexibility in that you can bring in some of the clip art that they provide too. And in addition, not particularly the photographic element, but they also have a word mosaic tool. So if you think of Wordle, that kind of thing, but words incorporated into shapes. In each case, if students wish to save their creations, then they're certainly going to have to create an account. And again, that might provide a teaching moment as to the kind of information they might need to provide. Or it's not entirely necessary. You should see an example in the blog post where it's just been the embed code from a created image has been brought out. So that's a possibility too.